You're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m., with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here with Principal Broadcasting, and today I have a very special guest joining me, Edward P. Dara. He is a licensed professional counselor. He's also a national certified counselor, and he provides both traditional mental health and counseling services to folks of all ages, but he's also an athlete wellness and performance counselor, so he's a sports consultant as well. And let's welcome him to the show, Edward P. Dara. Welcome.
Well, thank you for having me, John, this morning. I'm very excited to be a part of your show and all the good work that you do over at Principal Radio.
Thank you so much for the kind words. Now, why don't we talk a little bit about your consulting firm and your counseling services? Let's dive into the traditional mental health first, and then a little further on down the show, we'll talk a little bit about your sports consulting. Does that work?
Yeah, that works great.
Perfect. So what kind of services do you offer to the everyday average person?
I offer traditional individual counseling, specialization in anxiety and depression. With that, we always offer some sort of family work as well.
Do you do relationships and couples like that?
I do as well, yes. Okay. I do. Where my services start to, I would be considered unique, is where I do in-home counseling services.
People can actually call you into their house?
Yeah, so that's determined after our initial consultation.
Right.
And the majority of the clients that I work with that obtain these services are children with autism. And I feel that it's really conducive to work in this setting with students or children with autism, because we can work in the home environment and work with the family to build on the skills that they're lacking. And it's much more conducive than bringing them to the office, where it's a little boring for them sometimes.
Right. So actually getting kind of bringing yourself down to their level, in a sense, where they're comfortable at home, probably works a heck of a lot better than having their parents like drag them into some office.
Yes,
somewhere.
Well said. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Dara, what does your process actually look like? If I'm a new prospective patient or client looking to get some counseling done, do you do like a consultation? And then how many sessions do you recommend for people?
That's a good question. So it varies in terms of the client's needs.
Right.
I do offer consultation over the phone. I do consultation over Skype. On some occasions, I will offer a full session consultation depending on the needs after the initial contact of the client. In terms of session duration, that always goes into what's going on with the individual, what their needs are, what their goals are out of counseling, because I work with such a variety of disorders and individuals that I would consider high functioning that are just trying to be their best self.
Right.
Sessions vary anywhere from 6 to ongoing. I've had some clients that have been with me for a couple of years now because that's where their needs are.
Now, do you find people coming in just for argument's sake, just let's say a tune-up, people who just feel, you know, they may not be going through anything now, but it's important to keep up and talk to your therapist on a weekly or monthly basis?
Yeah, so that's well said. So a lot of my clients that have gotten healthier and more independent and higher self-esteem will come in for maintenance therapy. Sometimes they just feel more comfortable checking in, which is nice. And I think that's a very proactive and healthy way of doing counseling, especially right. when you see counseling during a traumatic time in your life or a crisis. There's benefits to coming in and just talking to somebody that's supportive and you can work through everyday issues. So absolutely.
Now, Mr. Dara, you also do, let's talk a little bit about your athlete wellness program. You do sports consulting, so why don't you explain to me a little about this? Now, I know you deal with athletes from all levels, from Little League all the way up to the professional realm.
Yeah, so initially when I was pursuing a career, I wanted to do sports psychology. And if you did any research on sports psychology, there's so many different avenues. And
right.
I know that there is such a need for student athlete wellness and athlete wellness in general. There's an epidemic right now in terms of student athletes in the high school and college level suffering from mental health disorders at a high, high rate. I think it's almost 30% of Division I athletes experience that during during a season.
Wow.
So I'm focusing a lot of my attention on how can I make a student athlete the healthiest they can be. So a lot of them struggle with organizational skills. Some of them struggle with coping skills. So intertwined with being our best self on the field, being our best athlete, I said to achieve that, you need to be your best self off the field. So we look at a kind of a holistic approach. And we talk about transitioning out of being an athlete, especially if you've done it your whole life. So there's so many different, areas of need that I touch on.
Now, do you find, excuse me, especially nowadays, I feel like it's prevalent, especially in organizations like the NFL, where it's a contact sport, and, the brain tends to react negatively to some of these harmful contacts. Do you find yourself working with stuff like that? Do you find yourself working with people who have been negatively affected by the sports that they're playing and they love?
That's a good question, because there was a big study that just came out about the traumatic brain injuries that NFL players experience.
Right.
Right now, I'm not seeing that. And I think because the onset of it is a slow duration.
Right.
So many of these athletes may have experienced head trauma, which is a forefront of our player safety needs in all athletics. Those repercussions aren't being seen until later in life. And a lot of those needs are being met with like a physician's care, which may change. And hopefully will change, because some of these behaviors and some of the symptoms can be met with, psychotherapists, traditional counseling. So not yet, but the way that numbers look, it's going to be something that's going to be a need across the board for all athletes.
Now, what, out of curiosity for just not only me, but my audience as well, what kind of sports do you find yourself working in the most? Do you work more with football players, basketball players, baseball? I mean, what sport do you focus on?
I work a lot with individual athletes. And when I say that as individual athletes, golfers, swimmers, tennis players, where you're kind of your own team. You're playing for yourself. Even though you might be a part of a high school or college, it's an individually performance-based sport where those psychological principles, those sports psychology principles, really play a factor in how you, initiate adversity and resilience, how you use self-talk and imagery to perform. Because when you're on a team, a lot of those pick-me-ups and confidence builders are done with conversation with teammates. So that's where I'm working with a lot right now. And I'll, for example, with some of my golfers and my background as a caddy, I'll even spend time on the course with them, or even in rounds, carrying their bag and using those transferable skills that we talked about from the office to the playing field.
Wow. So you actually go with them to their games and stuff, so you can kind of get an in-depth look at what their world is like?
Yeah, I think it's really important to tap into an athlete's environment, to see their nonverbal skills not when they hit a home run, but when they strike out. What are you doing? What are you presenting?
Right.
So for me to see an athlete in their environment is very beneficial for me to be able to work in it, such as in golf, which is unique, almost as like your therapist caddy, however you'd want to term it. It's so beneficial for their progress. It expedites it.
That's fantastic. Edward, Dara, unfortunately, we do have to end the show, but I wanted to give you an opportunity to kind of plug some stuff. Where can people find your services online? Do you have a website or a Facebook page, anything like that?
I do. So I have both, and because I work twofold, I'm just going to give you two things. So Dara Counseling, it's DARRAH, counseling.com, And you'll be able to assess my sports psychology website through there. There's a tab. And on Facebook, you can type in Edward Dara Counseling, and there's information and links to some of my stuff that I post on social media and links to my website.
Awesome. Edward P. Dara, thank you so much for coming on the show. We really, really appreciate it. And, of course, wish you the best of luck going forward.
Thank you so much, John.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.